on the map. WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, happy Friday to all of you, and welcome to On the Map. Tonight, we're going to explore Geneva, Illinois, and later we're going to talk to the folks at Bang Bang Pie in Logan Square. And just in time for Thanksgiving, also Anderson's Candy in Richmond and Barrington. We're going to talk holiday sweet treats, their gift bag boxes, and so much more. But first, Geneva, Illinois, located 35 miles west of Chicago. The Union Pacific West Metro train runs right through historic downtown Geneva. Geneva's historical significance, robust business climate, award-winning schools, strong community involvement make it an ideal place to live, to work, and raise a family. And whether you're looking for a day of shopping, delectable restaurants, family-friendly festivals, or weekend getaway, Geneva has something for everyone. Talk about it all is Johanna Patterson. She's Communications Director for the Geneva Chamber of Commerce. Good evening, Johanna, and welcome to On the Map.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I am great on this Friday night. So in just a few words, and you got a big, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but Lisa Dent loves Geneva and did a whole promotion package for you right here. So
yes.
Yeah. Tell folks how historic and how special Geneva is.
Oh, Geneva, in my opinion, is the best little town in the world. It is very historic. We have a historic shopping district. It's all walkable right when you get off the train. Many of our shops are located in old historic homes. And it's a very walkable community. Our restaurants, you can pop in and out, and it's the best.
It is the best. It is the
and
best.
It's ready to all be lit up for Christmas.
I know. I look forward to talking about that. Although my late mom loved shopping there. Like when she said, let's go to Geneva, I knew it was like a 6-8 hour day shopping.
Yes, that's right. You want to bring comfortable shoes and be ready for the long haul.
It's very true. It's very true. Well, I want to kick things off with the Geneva Christmas Walk. And that's the big one.
Yes. It is. It is like a Charles Dickens novel or a mm-hmm. Hallmark movie.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So, yes, it starts off with a candy cane parade from Graham's Chocolate, and they walk down the streets. The streets are all closed for pedestrians, and the parade walks down the street, and they present the first candy cane of Christmas to our mayor. And Santa Lucia, who is the Swedish symbol of Christmas, is there. She and her attendants help the mayor light our grand tree on the lawn. And then, after some caroling, Santa arrives, which is a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there's chestnuts roasting on an open fire and carolers in the street. There's a live nativity. It's a really magical night.
Yeah, and carolers too, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely, yes.
Now, let's talk about some of the... It's sponsored by Little Red Barn Door, and tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's an awesome little town, a little shop right in the heart of town that has great little gift ideas, just a really cute little shop that has really fun seasonal items. They have a lot of Christmas things that are starting to pop out now. Just a great shop to either stop in and browse or to pick up a perfect gift for someone.
And what about Graham's Chocolates? Because that's the first candy cane of the season, right?
Absolutely, yes. That's a really special spot in town as well that everybody likes to go to either for a little nibble of chocolate or some homemade ice cream as well. And they have a big candy cane pull that they do, and then they deliver the first candy cane of the season to the mayor.
Love that. And now it's pretty smart to do reservations for Santa, right?
Yes, yes. You want to make a reservation to see Santa in his house. We're very lucky that he stops and sees us during some weekends here, and he comes to our Christmas walk. First, he'll appear on the roof, and then he will come down to our visitor center at the chamber, and we'll see children there. And he knows a lot about them. But he is a busy guy, so making a reservation is probably the best way to go.
And what is the website for that?
It is GenevaChamber.com.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right. We are exploring Geneva, Illinois with Johanna Patterson, Communications Director for the Geneva Chamber of Commerce. And we talked about the Geneva Christmas Walk. There's also a Geneva Holiday House Tour. Let's talk about that.
Yes. So this is another tradition, which is one of my favorites as well. Before I worked here, I would attend this with my mom and her friends every year. And it's special. There's a lot of groups like that. A lot of generational groups are just girlfriends and some gentlemen as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
but we have five homes that are decorated by local designers. And it's just a great opportunity to not only appreciate the architecture and the beauty of the variety of homes that we have in Geneva, but also see them very festively decorated to the nines for the holiday season. So we have five homes this year, and they're each historic, actually, in their own way, not all from the same era, but...
Yeah, very different. I see that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're really excited about those. I'm really excited about the homes this year.
Let's talk about one. Is a stunning modern Cape Cod.
Yes. This is actually, my friend lives in this home, so I'm partial to this home as well. I love all of them, but this is just a really cool home, a Cape Cod style home with a beautiful side deck. And it has a sort of Eastern vacation spot type of East Coast kind of feel. Yeah, so that's a really cool spot.
Then there's a 1947 California-style ranch.
Yes, that one is really beautiful, and they just had a really awesome renovation. And the homeowners were originally from California, so they wanted to bring that feeling where they brought the outside in. So there's lots of huge windows, and it's going to be a garden theme, I believe, in this home for Christmas. So it's going to be really cool.
1914 Arts and Crafts Bungalow. It's historic, right in the middle of town.
Yes. Now, this is a really beautiful, really special home that has been added on upstairs to make it a little bit more modern and convenient for the homeowners upstairs, but just so much charm on the first floor and just a really cool vibe there as well.
From 1949, you got this cozy cottage.
Yes. Oh, this home is adorable. It was a panel home originally built in Iowa and then brought on site to Geneva. It was put together in Iowa and then brought to be erected in Geneva. And it is just a really special home, too. They've added an addition on the back, which you would never know by setting foot in the front door. And they have some really interesting original fireplaces, and it's really cool.
Tickets include a holiday tea, of course, and some other things. How much are tickets? Where do you get those?
Tickets you can get on our website, again, at GenevaChamber.com. And, yes, it includes a holiday tea and the scent of the season from Enluro. And they are $42 a ticket.
Very, very cool. You talked about the Geneva, the big Christmas walk, and Santa Claus and carols and all kinds of good things. The Geneva High School Drum and Flag Line are leading a parade. So there is a parade leading up to this whole thing.
Yes, exactly. Yes, there's a parade down 3rd Street to present the first candy cane of the season. And the Geneva High School will also be there with their... production of the Christmas Carol. They'll be there in costume singing carols. So we love to partner with the high school when we're able to.
And if you didn't get your holiday card photos done by that point, you can do that on the north side of the courthouse lawn. There's an old post office theme there.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yes, it's the courthouse lawn, and under the tree or around the tree is the perfect spot for your holiday card. And you can also drop a letter to Santa if you'd like there at the post office.
Okay, cool. I love that too. And then there's some horse-drawn carriage rides, which is so old school.
Yes, this is just one of the many reasons that Geneva is so special. So, yes, there'll be horse-drawn carriage rides there, and we're going to continue the carriage rides throughout the Christmas season on Saturdays and Sundays from 10:30 to 1:30. So you can come and wave to Santa if you're a little nervous to sit on his lap and just wave to him, but also take a carriage ride all throughout the day as well.
There is also a live nativity.
Yes, there is a live nativity, so that's very special. That is during the Christmas walk on Friday evening, and it's on the lawn of the Geneva Lutheran Church, mm-hmm. and that's a really special, it's just a really special feature, too. The children in the area, in the parish, get together and put that on, and there's sometimes animals as well.
Very, very cool. There's also an 18th century Neapolitan nativity set that will be on display at the History Museum.
Yes, the History Museum is truly, we're so lucky to have this History Museum, and this is from the 1930s. It's 46 figures, and it has been restored, and it is so beautiful, and that's on display through December 21st as well, or it opens December 21st at the History Museum.
And the originator of the Little Traveler, which is a great shop there, is the one that put that together. Let's talk a little bit about the Little Traveler. It was my mom's favorite, and it feels like the store never ends.
Yes, that is very true. I had my first job when I was 15 at the Little Traveler. Yes, it's very special. It remains that. Yes, 36 rooms. There's something in that store from all over the world.
Love that. I love that.
So, that's a favorite spot for everyone to visit when they come to town as well.
Absolutely. And then there's the Geneva Giving Trees.
Yes. So this is also at the History Museum. Local charities come together and display a Christmas tree at the History Museum, and patrons can vote for their favorite tree, and then they vote with a dollar, and then all of the proceeds go to that charity, that local charity. So there's lots of different themes of trees, and it's just kind of fun to go and see the different trees.
And you can vote at GenevaHistoryMuseum.org, as you said, through January 1st. Now, let's talk about, we talked about Little Traveler. We talked about Barn Door. Let's talk about some of the other shopping experiences in Geneva.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, Geneva, the Geneva shops are one of the things that makes Geneva so special. Like I said, there's a lot of them are in an older historic building, and it's just so fun to take a day and pop from one to the next. And during the Christmas walk weekend, there's a lot of different specials and activities going on in the shops.
I love that.
Extra special.
Love that, too. And dining there, I mean, there's always fabulous restaurants, always in Geneva.
Yes. The only problem with dining in Geneva is deciding which one to stop into.
Right.
Or sometimes you have to, portion it out. Stop here for a cocktail, then go for apps, then go to dessert. So, yes, there's a lot of different options when dining in Geneva. It's hard to pick a favorite.
And if you wanted to stay out there for the weekend, there's obviously plenty of places to stay there as well.
Yes, we'd love to have you stay. You can stay at the Harrington, which is downtown on the river. You could stay at the Comfort Inn, which has a pool, is always popular with the kids. Or at the Oscar Swan Inn, which is on lovely gardens.
I met friends at the Harrington there a couple of years ago because they just moved up there. God, what a beautiful historic hotel, and it's right on the river.
Yes, it's really beautiful, and it's nice that it's right downtown for easy walking access as well.
What is your favorite part? Since you're there, you are in with the chamber here. Like, what would be a typical, like, if you're going to come down there for the day, what would you do?
Oh, my gosh. And I still love to do that. I have lived here almost 47 years, and I still love to take a day and do that. Gosh, I would maybe start on State Street and kind of make my way in and out of those shops, maybe grab a coffee, and then head down 3rd Street. I would go, I would definitely stop in Graham's. I'd maybe stop in Harvey's Tales, the bookstore. I'd stop at the History Museum. Then I'd be hungry by then. It's tricky. Yeah. I would just make my way in and out.
Well, the best place to plan your days, and especially for the holiday shopping experiences, is go to GenevaChamber.com, where you can find out more.